Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
So that brings in Carlton to the equation. Now, Michael Voss, their coach, spoke on ABC Radio yesterday. He says that Adam Chera is set to nominate his club of choice in the coming days. Let's have a listen to Vossi speaking yesterday.
No, I haven't touched base with him as yet. Again, that's the feet under the desk thing, but I've been at least briefed on where that's all at. That looks pretty promising at this stage, clearly. So, you know, the guys have gone to work really hard there. I've just been briefed at this particular stage, but yeah, no doubt over the, you know, over the coming days, so I'll reach out and hopefully get a chance to have a really good chat with him.
And do you think he is worth more than pick six, or would you, what would be your thought around what you would have to give up?
Oh, way too early for me to speculate, yeah. And I'm not going to take over the list management team than what they've done there. So I'd probably need a little bit more time to have a look through what we go through there, but. Yeah, I mean, clearly he's going to add something to our group. You know, be able to add to that midfield depth will be pretty good.
How do they get it done?
I think it's got to include pick six, Kane. I liken it very much so to the Dion Prestia deal a few years ago. Both were top 10 picks when they were drafted. Prestia was a couple of years older than Adam Chera, and Prestia may have had a few more injury concerns, but I think pick six needs to be the cornerstone of this deal for Adam Chera. And we haven't seen him officially nominate his home of choice yet, Kane, because I just don't think players like to do that these days until they know that a deal can get done. Now, I think that'll come in the next couple of days, knowing full well that Carlton will be able to do that deal. But that's why the hold-up now, also Melbourne being in the grand final as well. But I think the hold-up around this one has been just ticking off that players don't like to put their hand up and nominate clubs as a trade before they've just got an inkling that the deal will go through.
Yeah, it's got to have to be that pick six. I think what is interesting with the draft this year and last year to a certain extent as well is that we haven't seen these players play. I mean, some of these players that are going to be picked in the top 10 have played 10 games in 2 years. So yeah. I think when you've got a player that you know their capabilities versus a player that you don't, that you're going to get with, you know, say a pick six or a pick seven in the draft, this year more so than ever, you're going to be willing to trade a pick, I reckon. Because you know what you're getting for a, you know, someone who has been on the list and has developed, and you know you're going to get 10 years out of them like you will Chera, as opposed to someone that these recruiters may not have even seen play live with Border. They're watching vision on TV and doing the best that they possibly can, but recruiting has never been harder when you just haven't been able to have the access to watch these players play live and you're watching it off a TV screen. So if I'm weighing up, is there a midfielder there at pick six that I've seen play twice in his life, or there's a player like Adam Chera that's spent 4, 5, 6 years on a list, you know what you're getting, then yeah, I'm no hesitation in trading that pick.
And in terms of Carlton's build, they've been working to this moment for so long. We spoke so much last year, Kane, about the Zach Williams and Adam Saad trade acquisitions. Williams is a free agent. But Carlton had underspent for so many years, paying 95% of their salary cap to get to the point where they can contend now. And that's what the hold-up's been, the development of their first-round picks, Petrovsky, Seaton, Dow, you can talk about them all. But Carlton's list build has put them in this position right now that they've got money to go and spend on Chera and George Hewitt, that they should be contending right now. And that's what Michael Voss has got in front of him right now. This is a list that's been built for 2021 and 2022 to contend, and the pressure is now on the Brisbane champion as coach.